92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm sitting here in the studio having a cup, literally having a cup of Just Love coffee, because I buy their Keurigs and take them to work with me so I can make one anytime I want. But folks, listen, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability, if you're on vacation, if you got some travel going on that's taking you away from where you can hear the show through AM-FM, just know that everybody has the opportunity to listen to this show no matter where they are. We got a ton of listeners right now that come from way outside the AM-FM, which is like saying pretty much you're out of North Alabama, South Tennessee. But all you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. So Right Side Radio's got followers in multiple states. We got people that call in and talk to us from other places. We got South Alabama folks that comment on the show. I get emails and texts all the time from people outside of this listening area, and we're proud of it. Also proud to just let you know, too, that right now this is the top-ranked talk show in Alabama, North Alabama afternoons, and that's because of y'all. And it's an honor to have this platform, an honor truly to be here. I've got a sticker right above me right now. I say it all the time. I'm looking at it. It says, it's an honor to have this platform, and it literally is. Well, listen, so we're going to talk about judicial things. I got to tell you, yep, we got some breaking news. So I'm looking at breaking news here on the big screen in the studio, and you know, that horrible thing, we actually talked about it yesterday when the news broke that there was a school shooting in Oxford, Michigan. And unfortunately, yesterday it was three killed, and I believe it was eight others severely injured in the shooting. And it appears that one more has passed away from their injuries. So the unfortunate breaking news that I've got right now is that in the Oakland County, Michigan case, that it is now four dead. The other piece of this, though, is, interestingly enough, and Charlene pointed this out to me on a text a moment ago, the interesting thing is the kid who is being held as the shooter in that case has been charged with a count of terrorism, which I'm assuming there's going to be a state law issue here because terrorism seems to be different by state. She and I talked about this recently while we were driving back and forth from Virginia for Thanksgiving. How do you equate something as terrorism? Because she was even asking the question, how is it that the guy who drove his car through the parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is not being charged with terrorism? And then today we find out that in Michigan, this school shooter is. I don't have a good answer, except to say that I think it's going to wind up being something that the state legislature determined. And I'm looking at a story right now on Fox that literally says he is going to be charged as an adult in the Michigan shooting with one count of terrorism causing death, four counts of first-degree murder, seven counts of assault with intent to murder, 12 counts of possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony. And the suspect is going to be charged as an adult, like I said. And it goes on to say there's some crimes that the legislature says are so serious that a person who commits them can automatically be charged as an adult. And it goes on to describe the fact, let's see if I can find the terrorism aspect of it. They don't give an explanation for where the terrorism charge comes from. I'm assuming, like I said, since all of these appear to be state law claims, something in the state code in Michigan allows for this terrorism charge to be added on. So there's breaking news right now. We keep you apprised of things like that when we see them, and that was a sad one, but it's legit, and there it is. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, there's a ton of stuff happening in the news. I got stories right here in my hands right now. You know I always have paper because I'm a paper guy. Old school. I'm old school. And I like to print the stories out, highlight them, get them ready. But I'm telling you right now, this these vaccine mandates, they are taking some legal hits. And you know, we had one ruling yesterday in the United Launch Alliance case that didn't seem to be that it didn't rule on the merits of the case whatsoever. It constrained somewhat the judicial opinion about whether or not the case has sufficient merits, but that's to be determined by the evidence later. That's not saying that the merits of the case can't proceed. But what we do have is the fact that, and they denied, by the way, they denied the temporary restraining order or the injunction on the enforcement of the ULA's vaccine mandates being enforced. All that to say, it ain't done. And all that to say, there's a whole lot of lawyering left to do. And the truth is, we've got some rulings coming out around the nation. And y'all, excuse me, I'm hitting the cough button so I can not cough in your ears. But we got some rulings coming out around the nation that are literally unhinging the Biden administration right now, literally making it pretty clear that the Biden administration is going to have a hard time enforcing the various aspects of these mandates. So, and keep in mind, I always remind you, it's not just one kind of mandate. We have multiple mandates, all related to vaccines. You got one mandate that is as to federal employees in the military, and the executive branch does typically have the authority. They're technically the employer, and President Biden is technically the boss. So the one that's going to be the hardest to deal with is the question of whether or not executive branch employees have to get vaccinated. I think that one's going to hinge on whether or not they're allowed to have their usual exemptions, like for religious accommodation and for medical conditions. That's going to be the real thing about those mandates. The other ones we've got are, can the Biden administration reach into the private sector and tell a private employer who has no other nexus with the federal government than just being there and paying taxes, that any private employer with 100 or more employees has to be enforcing a vaccine mandate? Well, that one's got, you know, federal overreach and court rulings written all over it. Then you've got another one that deals with healthcare workers and healthcare facilities. Can the Biden administration enforce a mandate when it comes down to it related to medical facilities? And the answers are looking like no, as those are being enjoined as we speak. Well, listen, I know that we're up against a break right now. I expect the music to kick on here any second. So I'll just hold some of that till I get back from the break. But folks, we got some doing right now. We've got a lot of stuff happening in the news. And when I get back, I'm going to give you a series of things to include a press release off of 1819 News from our own Attorney General Steve Marshall, fighting the fight for us on vaccine mandates. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.